You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we are very happy to go there right now. And joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, the head coach of the Cavaliers, J.B. Bickerstaff. J.B., how are you?
Hey, J.B.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Yeah, we're doing well. How about you? I know you've been sitting here all summer. I know you've been traveling all around Europe and everywhere else, but now you have your team on the floor getting ready to do some things. How long of a wait has this been? Because I know it's a season of anticipation for you.
Yeah, no, we're definitely looking forward to it. It's one of those things at the end of last year, you know, you need a break. And then, you know, about 3 weeks into that break, you're like, when do we get to get back to work? Because we definitely feel like we have some unfinished business out there. But taking that time, you know, and trying to figure out where we can improve as a staff, how we can get the most out of our guys. And then obviously, you know, you start talking about some of the additions that we made through free agency and then obviously through the trade. You know, you're trying to figure out how to make that work the best. And the only way you can get that done is by being on the floor. You know, we can talk about it and put it on paper as much as we can. But until we get, you know, on the floor together and start to work those things out, you know, we can't get to where we want to go. So we're excited and we're looking forward to it. Camp's going to be extremely competitive. So it's going to be a blast.
How antsy are these guys to get back on the floor with unfinished business from last year? I saw a couple guys walking around downtown last week, which I'm like, wow, man, they're not even at media day today. And I saw some folks here, a couple guys around town. I'm like, oh, these guys are – like, that's a great sign to me when you've got guys here that are a little bit early and they want to be a part of it now.
Yeah, no, they are. You know, we've had guys here since right around after Labor Day. Guys have come back. We've had guys here throughout the summer. They've had trips in L.A. and Nashville where they got together. So our guys are definitely, you know, chomping at the bit and looking forward to it. You know, we were extremely excited before the trade, and then now you make that addition of Donovan Mitchell to the group, who has great relationships with guys. You know, he and Darius had a relationship prior. Him and Kevin Love had a relationship prior. So now you throw that in the mix, and, you know, guys are really excited about what's in front of them. And most importantly, which is, you know, unique and the most enjoyable part of it, is, like, they want to do it together. You know, not one of them feels like they have to separate themselves from the group. They come together. You know, when we had those opportunities, the majority of the guys were able to get there.
J.B. Bickerstaff joining us, Cavs head coach. Biggest thing that Donovan Mitchell brings to your team, J.B.?
Just that experience, to be honest with you. You know, he is a young guy, but he's played in close to 40 postseason games already, you know, by the age of 25. And you look at what he's done in those moments, you know, he's increased his points per game to 28 points a game in the playoffs. And that is not easy to do, you know, when everybody is keying on you and trying to figure out how to stop you because they know you're the guy. You know, he finds a way to exceed his norm. So we're definitely looking forward to that. You know, we felt like we had some big games last year. Where we came up on the short end of the stick. So having his experience and his abilities, you know, to carry a team in those moments is going to help everybody else and just relieve some pressure from guys so they don't have to make all the plays.
J.B., you know, you talk about experience. Last year, the play-in tournament, and I think it's a weird experience because, you know, a lot of coaches don't have that experience. Players don't have it. What was the biggest takeaway you had from that?
I mean, you know, the pressure of every single moment. It was – you know, an NCAA one-and-done type of everything was a game seven kind of feel because it was win in advance. So, you know, our guys learned a lot about it and understanding, you know, just how important every single moment is, the value of every possession, you know, every decision that you make, every mistake that was made. You know, you understand the importance of that, and hopefully that helps us moving forward. But, you know, being able to take that to a playoff opportunity, you know, and get past a play-in. So it was invaluable for our guys to play in that type of environment and learn from some guys who had done it before. You know, you think about the Brooklyn teams, you think about Atlanta and what they've accomplished. So it was extremely valuable for our guys, and we expect it to help us make us better.
Cavs head coach J.B. Bickerstaff joining us. Cavs Media Day going on at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. J.B., one of the key things that made the Cavaliers successful last year was playing that big lineup. You put Lauri Markkanen at small forward, and it gave a different look to most every team in the league, and everybody commented, boy, it's tough to go up against a team with that kind of a length. You don't have that now with Markkanen being traded. You do have, you know, Dean Wade, Kevin Love, big guys who can play, but it's a little different situation than Lauri. And you have 2-6-1 guys in the backcourt. Is maybe more of a conventional look? Are you concerned about that at all, and how do you make that work?
Well, we're not concerned about it. We still believe we have capable guys. We feel like we can play a bunch of different combinations. We still have 2 7-footers who are, you know, two of the most elite rim and paint protecting big guys in the league. So that doesn't impact as much. You mentioned it. We do have some versatile guys with size who can play multiple positions. And we're all about experimenting. You know, I think being able to put all those guys out there together. You mentioned Kevin Love, Evan, Jarrett, you know, Dean Wade. Like, we're willing to throw all those guys out there and see, you know, what we can get out of it.
JB, I just want to talk about you for a second. I'm integrated into the community. I'm hearing stuff about building basketball courts on the west side with you. You know, how are you doing? How do you love living in Cleveland, like living in Cleveland, and being able to give back to the community by helping, you know, some of these communities build basketball courts in their backyard? And, like, I don't hear you getting credit for any of that stuff. So I'm giving you credit right now for that because you're giving back, and I don't know that a lot of people even know that you're doing that.
No, I appreciate that. We want to be a part of the city. Obviously, my wife and 3 kids, you know, our goal is to be here for a long time. So trying to be a part of it, and just, you know, if we can spread the game of basketball and all the things that you can learn from the game and how you're, you know, how you can be a good teammate and a good member of your community. But we are put in an extremely fortunate position working in the NBA and the access that we have to a bunch of different things. And it's our responsibility to give back and to give, more, because we were given a lot. So, I don't like to talk about it. I appreciate, you know, your observations and the credit, but it's something that, you know, as a family, we believe is extremely important. And, you know, we don't do it for the attention. If it goes unnoticed by, you know, the public, there's a lot of people who they're impacted and they notice it, and that's what's important to us.
Well, I'll give you credit for it. You don't have to toot your own horn. Good job.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, quit doing interviews and go get them on the floor. Could you please? Let's get going.
Can't wait. Believe me. I'd much rather do that than talk to you two.
Wait a minute. Thanks, JB.
Sorry
about
that.
Thank you. No, that's good.
Thank
you, guys. JB Bickerstaff, Cavs head coach, joining us from Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.